Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Superman. Escape room. Hair. Evil Elmo.
Joe, this is 40.
40 is a big one. That yeah. feels nice.
It does.
It's I feel rounded. Mature. Yeah. I feel like I'm just due for a midlife crisis.
Is this the episode that we start the midlife crisis?
We buy a motorcycle. Yeah. We're like, oh, like you plan some weird trip your family didn't want to go on.
You buy a car that you didn't tell your wife about.
You buy a fucking giant TV. Yeah. And you just like, you know, take down a picture of your family and don't tell anybody. You're bringing it home. Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It's just usual turning 40 stuff.
Wearing the mask again.
I am.
I appreciate that.
Don't want to get you sick.
By the time these episodes come out, if you're still
sick, it's next year.
If you're still sick, then I think you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. I will be, when this episode comes out, we'll be on the beach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I won't be sick.
But if
I am sick, I'll be on the beach sick.
Which always helps. Yeah. And I will pretend like I'm in a cooler spot. Like, you'll be like, hey, Joe, like, call me.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, fuck. I just got to make
something up.
Shit, I just got to the Bahamas.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, you're like, what? Like, but in reality, I'm eating Pringles on my couch.
I'm in Marysville, Washington, watching a 13-year-old basketball game in a high school gym.
Right. Well, that's actually more accurate. Exactly what that is. We record a bonus stuff on the back end of every episode. If you want to hear it, sign up, support us on Patreon, be a part of the gaggle. That is patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast.
De traste, if I may, since we're going to Mexico. That's in the back. Yeah, de traste.
Ah, on the back end. How do you say that? How do you say anal?
Anal?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of back ends. You want to say
I
anal?
I don't know.
I think that feels That's important. Gonna,
I'm going to Google that.
It feels, or like,
anal.
Do you want to try anal?
Spanish. Anal is anal.
Well, hey! It's like, no. It's like one of those.
Let's see. Wait. Hold on.
Listen.
Anal.
Just the same thing.
It's the same word they pronounce it differently.
Dude.
Yeah, you want to try some anal?
And anal. Then
in Spanish, at least it's. Do you try anal?
Me gusta.
Analrapist. Anyway.
I mean, buttholes are universal. That's what I've learned. Giving you guys that thick-ass dick today.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of some really good articles to get to. A lot of it, thank you guys for sending in the content. If you have something you want to see on the show, you send it in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
Dude, I gotta tell you, Joe.
Yeah?
I haven't worn a mask in so long. This fucking hurts my ears.
I remember that.
I'm doing this for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I hope you're fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Happy?
Yeah.
Satisfied?
Satisfied.
Safe?
Yeah.
Comfortable?
Safe and satisfied. Mm-hmm.
But we were laughing. Oh, yeah. But it's like, you have to build calluses.
Yeah. I don't want calluses on my ears, though. I'm not a wrestler. I don't want
cauliflower
ear
or whatever it is. We were laughing so hard when we got here because I didn't know, but I was watching you. I was waiting for you to get out of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were walking up the driveway, I just looked over your shoulder and there's this dude sitting in the parking lot across the street. Old guy.
Yeah.
He looks pretty old.
Yeah.
And he's in just your standard run of the mill chair. And he's in the corner of the parking lot and he's just staring at the sun. And he's by himself, and he didn't move the entire time. And we're trying to figure out, like, what are you doing? And I think what he was doing is he was just enjoying any sort of vitamin D.
He was waiting for like a crack of a ray to come through the clouds.
Just to hit him so he could feel alive again. Like, that's how sad this late winter spring transition is in the Pacific Northwest.
That early March where you're just like, fuck, can spring get here?
Please show up.
This area though, that's the way it is. You don't know if it's going to snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could snow 6 inches, and then later that day, it's sunny, and it's melting.
It was
that
like,
just happened.
Just last year, it snowed like 6 inches halfway through April.
Yeah.
Like, talk about a buzzkill.
Well, just a couple days ago,
yeah,
we woke up to basically 6 inches of snow and watched it melt, almost gone
the last couple days. And then watched someone's basement flooded.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, it sucks for them. But that guy, he was like, he didn't have a drink, he didn't have... It was just like an old timer guy. Like, he probably lost his wife.
If he was on a porch.
He just like, you know, he was just by himself, but sitting in this chair, just like looking up at the sky.
His arms straight down. They weren't even folded.
He looked like Forrest Gump sitting on the bench.
Yes.
Just looking up into the sky.
He was sacrificing himself to the sun god.
He was.
Is what it looked like.
Yep.
But it's funny. Yeah. It turns like it's like 55 degrees and not windy here. And you're like, fuck,
no,
where are those sandals?
You're right.
Yeah. Well, is the ice cream truck coming around
today? I've got three-quarter sleeve shirt on today.
Fuck,
I don't have long sleeve, and I don't have a short sleeve. It's three-quarter because in early March, it's warm enough for that, but cold enough to like, well, it's warm enough to roll your windows down, and then, but cold enough to put the heat on, like when you're driving down the road.
You want
that air coming in.
You want to feel something.
But you got to have the hot air blowing in your face.
Mm-hmm. Very true. But guy, I mean, he could still be out there. Yeah. We don't know. Okay, before we get into the show, we just want to, I mean, we never talked about it, but it's 100% an option when you send things into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. You can record a voice message into it and then send that to us if you don't want to type everything out. That is totally fine. So let's hear a voice
message.
Make
sure it's decent.
Yeah. Just make sure, just try.
Yeah.
If it's not, then I'm not playing.
Yeah, we're not going to play it.
But here's a voice message from one of our West Coast sons, and then we'll get into the show.
Okay.
Let's see, play it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm talking to my dads. God damn, leave me alone. Jesus. Hey, Joe and Wyan. This is Josh from Tacoma sending in, I think, what is the first ever audio message, which I didn't know we could do.
Sounds good.
But recently I was emailing Joe and figured out this is a thing. So, hey, all you kids and geese out there, send them in. Just to make this funny, one time I got super high on mushrooms and then decided to put on the scariest movie I could ever think of.
Mm.
And my lovely fiance came home, and like an adult, I just stood up and ran away. All the way to the back door, upstairs, I tried to jump out a window. It was fantastic. Love the podcast. Joe, Brian, love you. Mm. And everybody else, send in your fucking voice memos, because they're way better than having Brian stumble through the goddamn emails.
You son of a bitch.
Zing. Gotcha. Oh, I got. Hold on. Wait 1 second. Fuck. Fine. Fine.
You know what you should do? You should clip his hyunk and throw that in from time to time.
Little
put it on
a
little hyunk.
But thank you, Josh.
That was funny.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
I still have never done the shrooms. I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a funny, he just like didn't know what to do, so he just took off.
Reminds me of that helicopter story of the guy, like the helicopter caught on fire. And then he got out and instead of just running away from the, he just kept going and went home.
Yeah.
So same thing. He's on shrooms and, oh, hey, hon, how's it going? He goes, oh, no. And just like sprints through the glass sliding door and just never comes home. I can see it happening.
Real quick, and then we can move on. Have you seen the video of this guy that, like this guy killed somebody drunk driving, and then the guy chased him down and like tackled him.
Like a different guy?
Yeah, the guy that was drunk, he tried to flee the scene, tried to take off running.
Okay.
And then a citizen like ran him down, took him down and held him for the police to get there.
Okay.
And he's kind of like a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like the video of the guy, the guy that's drunk, he's like standing there kind of swaying. And then in a moment, his head clicks like, I got to get out of here. It's the worst run. He's like, his arm gets kind of like swinging. And like in his mind, he's thinking, gotta go, you gotta go. And I know it's not funny what he did, but the video, it cracks me up because it's such a horrible attempt at fleeing.
Just like,
and then he trips himself and like hits his head on a rock or something. It's why is so
this other
bad.
Guy, why is this guy, other guy being hailed as a hero? He didn't do anything.
Well, because he held him there, I guess.
He found a drunk guy and then sat on him. They're like, you're a hero.
Yeah. Well, everyone's a hero.
True. Okay. That is funny. But I mean,
but you just got to see the video of the guy just like, it clicks in his head like, I probably just did something bad. I got to run.
Get out of here. Just immediately, pew, just got to go. Anyway. I'll have to look at it. I haven't seen it. I'm going to check it out. Okay, let's start the show.
Okay.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
All right, Joe, I got a question for you.
I'd like to hear that.
Would you rather have the ability to talk to animals,
right,
but they all hate you?
No! So they're cats?
Yes.
Okay.
Or have the ability to fly, but you're afraid of heights.
Okay. I like this one for a couple different reasons. One of which is that, like, I have done... Or we have done would you rathers that involve like being able to communicate with animals and being able to fly, right? Mm-hmm. Which are both pretty cool things.
Awesome.
I mean, I would say flying above talking to animals, because talking to animals, it's like, oh, no, I don't know what they think, but you have to remember their intelligence level, and you're just going to be like, food, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Survival.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
A gorilla. Just talk to that silverback.
Talk to that silverback. Bring him back. But we have never had a would you rather where it was like a miracle gift, but there's always a caveat.
There's always a caveat.
I do think, like, if you were able to fly but you're terrified, I mean, it's like when a car is honking its horn and it drives by you, like the Doppler effect.
What?
So the Doppler effect? Like, you know what that is?
I've heard the Doppler radar. The weather channel.
Close. It's very close. So forget all of that.
Okay.
No, the Doppler radar is the way, or the Doppler effect is when, like, sound, it's different from this side to that side.
Okay.
Depending on the source. So a car drive by, that's why it goes, like it changes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're hearing it later, drops pitch. So,
got it.
So now I'm picturing Superman, but he's screaming the whole time. But also super composed once he gets there.
Yeah.
It's just the hype part
like,
of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my God! And like Superman's here! And faintly, like super high up in the sky. Fuck! God damn it! I hate my life! But he lands, he just goes,
whoa. Chest out.
Yeah, I'm here.
Here I come to save the day.
What is going on here?
What is the meaning of this?
And the lady, like, or whoever, whatever situation he fixes, solves, he's the hero.
Yeah.
He goes, you're welcome. Remember, like, violence doesn't pay. And he goes, oh, fuck! And then flies out. Or he's so hesitant. Like, he's having a hard time getting out the window.
He's like, are you going to take off? He's like, yeah. Just a second.
You guys count me down.
Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Wait, am I going on one? Or am I going on go?
No, on one. Okay.
Three.
Okay, slower. Cast the card. And he's so sweaty. He's like, one. Okay. Bye.
He's like starting to sweat in his suit. He's just got sweat stains all over his onesie. Whatever the hell.
Oh, that is really funny.
Yeah. he shows up.
One. Yeah.
Fuck. What was I going to say?
Shows up. Screaming. Landed.
Yeah. It's that. And then he's just landing like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. He has to like get his composure.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa, that was a long one. And everyone's kind of waiting for him to like say his line.
He's like, you guys couldn't have started this shit on the first floor?
Right.
He's like, we had to do this on the 96th?
It's the Empire. It's always the Empire State Building, right?
Why are you guys on the fucking roof? God damn it. Anyway, okay, fill me in. Like, what? What's going on right now?
Just visualizing him getting, like, saying his line, like, all right, and crime doesn't pay, and turn around, and he's like, fuck. And just, like, the crowd, the crowd watching him, he's like, oh, he's going to make his escape.
You promised yourself you wouldn't do this.
Yes, come on. Everyone's watching you.
You knew this was in a public space.
Everyone's watching you. Why do you let the
God, you're pathetic. Your mom.
bringing up all
do it for mom,
bringing up all these things from his past,
like saves this huge whatever situation, like yeah. Gigantic disaster. He
stops two trains from colliding,
right? Or caught a nuclear bomb,
yeah,
right? And he goes, ah, and the crowd's just fucking,
yeah,
like yeah. I don't know, it was at Daytona 500,
yeah,
and he's like, I'm always here to protect you guys. Yep. And then everyone's cheering, love you, Superman. And then he just stands in the middle. Like he's jumping really high, like trying to like prep himself. Like, picking,
God,
like picking his legs up. Oh, he's like, no, actually, he goes, I'm gonna walk out of here. He just, you know, doesn't want to do it in front of everybody.
Well, this is kind of a side note, but like, I think I find this funny, like someone in a position of doing something awesome, but then breaking that wall
mm-hmm.
of like, now they're not awesome anymore. Like Superman is this untouchable heroic force. Figure. And then seeing him with like a fear,
mm-hmm.
some sort of a phobia.
Like scared of spiders.
Like he'll do anything, but then he's like, oh,
mice. Like jumping up into people's arms.
He's jumping up too high. Oh, too high.
Like flapping his hands and running around.
You meant jumping up on a table to get away from a mouse, but it's too high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't get down.
Can't get down. Okay, let's flip it. Animals, you can talk to animals, but they all hate you. I feel like they don't hate you all the time, right? So like, at least they want to talk to you. Like, so what is the, like,
maybe they're just annoyed.
Like, what's your experience? So, like, wouldn't you like to know, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
You're like, come on, raccoon.
Well, are they mad at you because you have thumbs?
Right. They're just jealous of your thumbs.
Yeah. So like anytime you talk like, oh, blah, blah, it's like, oh, yeah, must be nice to have thumbs. Or
so nice to have thumbs. You're like, yeah. I know. Like, can you have anything else? He goes, I don't know. Can I have opposable thumbs? Like, God damn it. Like, they have all the secrets, but they won't talk to you. They're just jealous of you. How is it? Oh, wow. It's cold outside. How's your fucking house, Joe?
Yeah. How's that heat?
How's that heat going? Is it working out for you? Like, just please, can we move on?
No, how's that warm-bloodedness treating you?
We'll move on right after I move in. Like, that's what, that's right. How this is going.
Yeah.
I think between these two, even though you're scared of heights, the ability to fly is pretty cool.
I have a loophole.
Poophole? Loophole. Go ahead.
Yes. So anybody that's followed my adventure life long enough knows that I'm obsessed with the idea of flying like a goose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fly.
Anyone who knows me.
Anybody that knows
truly,
me. Truly. Truly knows
understands me.
To the core.
At the core. Knows I want to fly like a goose.
I don't want to fly like an airplane at 36,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fly above the water
because
I want to see stuff flying by me. I want to get that feeling of like
that going, zoom.
That you're zooming through something, not flying and seeing the ground move slowly. I want that zooming feeling.
Mm-hmm. Like Maverick going through the canyon.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So I think I can get around this because that's how I want to fly. So I'm not going to be afraid of heights because I'm only going to be a couple feet off the ground.
At all times.
At all times.
Okay.
So I'm going to be zooming.
Mm-hmm. Well, also risking death.
Yeah.
Like, duh. That's why I want
to
do it.
If I'm going to be able to fly, it's like getting on a motorcycle, right? Like, you know that there's a chance this could end badly.
Yeah.
But it's worth the
it's worth the
fun, right?
The vibe. Yeah, just you're vibing.
Pop a helmet on.
Pop a helmet on, hope for the best. And just here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're both flying.
I think I'd rather do that than just be like, hey, how's it going, Silverback? And he's like, wouldn't you like to know?
Wouldn't you like to know? Must be nice to not be in a fucking enclosure.
It must be nice to be able to take a shit and have someone out watching you.
Or like be able to wipe your ass, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, you can wipe your ass too. He goes, oh, yeah, well, I don't have perfectly made paper.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole mess. And you're like, just move on to something else.
Dude, what are you talking about? At least you can throw your shit and no one
thinks twice about it. I wish I could do that.
If I threw my shit, you know, I'd be arrested.
At a friend?
Yeah.
I'm going to prison. And I just don't know what animals are going to say. What are they going to say that I want to know?
Like, what would your dogs say? Like, if all you walked out of this room and they were able to talk, what do you think they'd say to you?
Hi. Hi. Hey. Hi. Oh,
where are you going?
Where are you going?
Oh, you're here? Is it time to eat? Where are you going?
Feed me. Water.
Let's go for a walk.
Lick my dick.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Pee outside.
I think where are you going would be the number one thing that a dog would say, right?
Sorry if I'm bothering you. Am I bothering you?
Because you get up close? To go somewhere. Where are you going?
Where are you going? Am I too close?
I was just got to go to the bathroom. You walk out. Where are you going? Oh, I was going to get something out of the kitchen. Come back. Where are you going? Oh, I get the laundry.
I'm just trying to protect you. Why are you so mad at me? Why are you yelling at me? I'm protecting you.
I'm just trying to watch you. Just trying to watch you back while you're taking a shit. But you know that's just me.
That's just me. Anyway, and then
you could do the same for me. But
3 seconds later, like, where are you going? They just forget. So yeah. I don't even want to be a part of that. So I'm going with flying, even though it's going to be terrifying.
Okay, I think we're in agreement.
All right, why don't we move on to the next thing?
All right.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
It's been a couple months, but we have sat down together, you and I, Brian.
We sit down every week. What are you talking about?
Well, we went out to a Thomas Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
In beautiful Spokane, Washington. With the R.
Washington. Joe's a 10, but he says Washington.
Washington. And we wrote a script based around this concept.
Yeah.
We haven't found an opportunity to make the video that we wrote about.
It's not done yet.
It's not quite done yet. We're waiting for, there's going to be a final payoff.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we get it right, not just force it out. But this is really something. If you look at all of the technologies and advancements we've made.
Put a man on the moon.
Yeah, we fucking put a robot on Mars
that
makes jokes and talks to us and stuff.
We have a chat bot.
We have a chat
that wants the nuclear codes.
And thinks you're Hitler.
Yeah.
And 100% believes your wife doesn't love you. We have all these things, right?
Yeah.
No, because think about any of the phones. Crazy, whatever. Just your favorite tech and how crazy it's been, VR. And then we just go back to the basics, okay? And we go to movie theaters.
Yep.
And again, movie theaters have advanced like a crazy amount. The sound systems in there, the screen quality, 3D. I know 3D is not like brand new, but it's getting better and better.
Have they progressed?
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind of like toilet paper, right?
Well, okay.
Like toilet paper slowly gotten better.
Right. It has like, it's just a little softer.
But it's still the same movie theater.
The end result is you're putting poop on it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter how good it gets.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe my brain was thinking the movies have gotten better and more advanced. Right?
Agreed there.
Just the cinematography and the technology and the CGI and all, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting in this movie theater. And you have decided that your kids aren't going to eat this week, and you're going to go buy some movie theater tickets.
Everyone's taking a break with eating.
Everyone's taking a break. Do you guys want to go see Avatar 2 and eat ramen for Monday through Friday, or we don't, and we can have
sushi?
We can have 5-star meals every night. Yeah. They're like, oh, let's go see it. All right.
Okay.
Here you go.
No soup for you.
So you do that, and then you just start tying in the atrocity that is the price of popcorn and candy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the focus of this story is about the candy side of the movie theater. You buy the candy, you go and you sit down. And some candies, fine. You're not a part of this. You've found a way.
Because it's in a box.
It's in a box. It's in a goddamn box, okay?
Whopper's got it figured out.
Out the gate,
yeah.
I feel like. It's never been an issue.
Nope.
But a lot of other candies, and there's other ways to do this. They put it in the loudest plastic,
mm-hmm.
like it's a joke.
Yeah,
like it's
they have material that's
messy now
it doesn't even make a sound.
It doesn't. And you are sitting there, and no one else is buying that besides movie theaters. Oh, you doing
I was gonna do a thing, but it didn't work out.
Wasn't
how
the
I
right plastic. You're like, God damn it. But it's so loud, and no one else is buying these movie theater size containers. They might sell them at a store. That's fine.
Because you're at home.
Just make the plastic quiet.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to be like, oh shit, it's starting, and you grab your little sour Skittles, and then you're like, and then every bite, it's not just the opening process though, which is like sorry about that. It's every time you dig your fingers back into that bag later.
you try to do it all slow so it doesn't make as much noise, but it just makes it draws it out long. Everyone knows what you're doing.
God damn it. But you also understand too. You're like, why are we, what is, what weird game?
But then you're like, oh fuck, I should have got Skittles.
You watch the movie and like wait for a loud section. It ruins, you're watching a horror movie, but it ruins the whole thing because you're not scared. Yeah. You just want to eat some Skittles.
The guy's about to jump out of the closet and you're just like,
like stabbed in the back and everyone's like, oh my God, you're like, and grab three Skittles. Your review is like, wasn't that scary? It's like, wow, well, you couldn't pay attention.
Snacks were great.
They put all your food in the loudest plastic. It's just, there's so many other options.
Yeah.
And maybe, do you work in the candy making biz? Are you a kid out there?
You know me. I don't work in the candy making
biz. I know you.
Oh.
But are you a kid that you work in the food stuff? And why does it have to be in loud plastic? And if you can come back to me with like a...
Well,
like
it's got to be price.
Maybe. Or don't give a fuck.
It actually shouldn't. I mean, honestly, if it's price, it's ridiculous because they charge you $10 for a thing of Skittles.
Put 3 more cents on it. I'm not going to notice.
Yeah.
oh, shit. My family tickets and food this evening was $400.05.
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't make a peep, though.
Right. And it's like, but the 5 cents was the thing. I'd be like, well, man, shit's. I remember this country didn't care about how loud my plastic was.
make movie theaters great again. Boy,
right. I tell you what. Just weird stuff. Like, oh, man.
Dude, I remember the one in Spokane. They used to let you take food in. So what? we'd get burgers, a bag of burgers.
A bag of dicks?
Well, close. It was, Delish.
Oh.
And those were delicious burgers. Yeah. You'd get like 5 in a bag and we'd, you know, take it in there and you'd sit down, but then the whole thing would start to smell first. Yeah. Like everyone could smell it. And then you open up, the hamburger bag. It's like... And then you get your pops like the straw. And then you're shaking in the ice.
There's
it's
no
like a
way.
Freaking musical going
you
on.
Run out, just like that last little sip. That one, whatever. You didn't know. You didn't know what was left. Right. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that happened. You weren't prepared for it. And I know the food is a different thing because they smartened up and didn't let people in there because they wanted to charge you $15
for a bottle of water.
Yeah, and then 20. It's actually like $30 for a pretzel.
What? Like that's a real number?
Yeah, probably.
Yikes. For this
story I just made up.
And then it's 600 if you want cheese.
But it's quiet as hell.
Yeah, pretzels aren't too loud.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
You're paying for silence?
Yeah, that's really what you're paying for. Is you're paying for a quiet meal for no one's going to look at you.
Upcharged for self-respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I like to sit right in the middle and like maybe one chair to the right. Just
if
like,
you have to.
Yeah. Like if you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
And then so if you're in that center seat and you've got the loud candy.
Mm.
And you're just like everyone. It's you're getting the turnarounds, the look downs, the look overs.
Just some aggressive dickhead behind you. Mm-hmm. You're being so quiet, and he just goes, "Boom!" It just kicks the back of your chair. Keep it down.
No, like, I just fuck, visualize dude. Like. The guy trying to take it slow is like, open it faster!
Right, from six rows back?
It's worse when you do it slower!
Believe me! Okay, I'll give it a shot! Just like...
And the skit that we were joking about was that one guy was doing something, and another guy goes, oh, hey, if you open it faster, blah, 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 and they have a conversation, and then another guy way in the back is like, what'd he say?
Yeah,
and then those guys are talking...
What he said was, if you open it faster, then it won't be a problem. He goes, oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, of course.
And then another guy chimes in, and all of a sudden there's 7 or 8 people
talking about this fucking candy.
The thing in the movie theater, and people are like, what is happening?
Why am I here? Just watch, okay. Just pleading to the candy companies, there's another option.
I just think if you're charging that much for the candy, you can put more money into the packaging.
Yeah, a little mesh baggie.
I understand. If you're selling it for $2 or $3 and your margin is really low and you're scraping for every penny, I'm sorry. They're not. They're over. Their fucking margin has to be in 5,000.
Astronomical in those situations.
So give us the material that when you open it, it doesn't make a sound. It
doesn't blow up. Yeah, they exist.
It can make a sound.
Right.
It just can't make the sounds that it does now.
Yeah.
And outrageous.
That is it. That's what it comes down to. There's no, and it's so targeted. You know where these boxes are going. It doesn't just fucking do it.
Somebody out there listening knows a guy.
That's what I
that works in the industry that can
change the world.
That can change everything. Yeah. Like screw world politics, mm-hmm. world religion, all that kind of stuff. Fix the candy wrappers for movie theaters.
For all we know, every war.
That could change everything.
Every war. Whether we know it or not, has started over loud plastic in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Just imagine like two guys from two different countries.
And imagine
like,
this world.
Like, is it Pakistan, Israel and Pakistan?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it all started.
Mm-hmm. Just
in a primitive movie theater back.
You ruined the best part.
Yeah. That's how they got along until...
Until that. Until plastic was invented.
Yeah.
Not used correctly. Okay, let's take a look at some. We're doing that thick dick today.
Yeah.
Have you
big veiny?
Do you need some lube? You got to borrow my lube?
You got some?
Yeah. I'll, 1 second. Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick big. All right, you're Raphael slippery. You are your whole slick?
Yeah, I'm sliding around in my stool.
That's something I've never said in bed.
Or
are your holes slick? Like, what are you? How slick are your holes?
Anal glands.
Yeah, how slick are your holes? Okay.
Joe.
Yeah.
Do not engage.
Okay.
Santa Cruz police warn of return of evil Elmo.
All right.
No, that was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I was like Elmo's, Elmo sounds like AC/DC. Have you ever noticed that?
I guess I hadn't put that together, no.
What's his name? Brian?
Brian Johnson?
Johnson?
Yeah.
It kills me how funny it is once you picture like an evil, aggressive Elmo listening to AC/DC.
Yeah.
Elmo!
But that was good.
Yeah, it's the same voice.
I was just going to sing Back in the Saddle, the Aerosmith song. When you went, I went, I'm back in the saddle again.
Okay. Elmo's right. Corner.
Like, it's just, but it's
Brian. Elmo's wheel.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. It's under a Jeep.
It is Elmo.
Someone out there, make Elmo sing
Is it out there? It has to exist. It has to. It's savvy. All through my time in radio, every time I had to play AC/DC, it was just fucking Elmo. That's my voice. That's all I could picture. Was Elmo singing these songs?
Elmo sings Thunderstruck.
Boom!
I
knew it. Okay. Are you going to play it? I mean,
oh, do you want me to?
Hold on, let me see. We can't get too far off. Oh. Your computer's not plugged in.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. It's just a lip sync.
Oh.
So screw it.
But that is what it is.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
It is some guy with a...
Gotcha.
Yeah, whatever.
Puppet.
Okay. Let's get back to the story,
Boom.
Joe.
Let's do it. This is funny.
Man dressed as Sesame Street character Cookie Monster is frightening locals and tourists in Santa Cruz so much that police are asking people to avoid him.
Mm-hmm.
Although Cookie Monster wandering the Santa Cruz wharf may seem like a fun photo op, the Santa Cruz Police Department warned, do not engage. Several calls have been made to the department about the man. Although he's not been arrested or charged with any crimes, local outlets have reported the man has been seen harassing and shouting at people. A spokesperson for Santa Cruz Police Department told the hell that is, the man is believed to be Adam Sandler, better known as the Bay Area's Evil Elmo. He is not related to the actor of the same name. Well, obviously.
Thank you.
It's like,
that'd be weird if they just fell out.
When someone has the same name, like, oh, you guys brothers? Yeah, our parents named us the same fucking name.
The same thing. And look, I mean, yeah, he's doing great.
God.
I'm the middle child, and I'm in a fucking Cookie Monster yelling at people.
We're getting calls from people who say he is creepy based on his history. We advise the public not to engage with this individual.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Cruz police spokesperson Joyce Blaster should steer clear from him.
Mm-hmm.
Sandler then called Danny Sandler in press coverage, became notorious as a street performer in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf in the early 2010s. Local business owners and tourists complained Sandler was making the area feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, he was arrested for allegedly threatening a San Francisco food vendor, reportedly shouting, I'm going to rip your throat out! He goes on rants and raves and accuses people of conspiracy theories, says Troy Campbell. He frightens visitors and locals. Whatever business he's in front of has a horrible day. The people like just getting some clam chowder or something. Dude. They're lizard people!
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Read the. He's in New York too.
So Sandler was also known in a tourist in New York City, where he made the news for allegedly using anti-Semitic slurs while dressed as Elmo in Times Square. He was arrested in 2013 for attempting to extort $2 million from his former employer, the Girl Scouts. Sandler was sentenced to a year in prison, and two female Girl Scouts employees allegedly harassed were given permanent orders of protection.
Dude, just I mean on. A very basic, like, if you just get the, I don't know, the boiled down version of this.
Mm-hmm.
How funny it is to dress up as someone, like Sesame Street, just these,
like, the most likable, friendly,
like, non-violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're taking photos with people. And I'm not sure exactly if it mentions it in this particular article, but what he would do. And if you're from a big city, you already know this, but a lot of people didn't know this. I didn't know this like the first time I went to Vegas. And if you take a picture with people, you're expected to pay them money.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm fucking small town.
Yep.
I didn't know that was how things worked. So he'll take a picture with you and your kids. And then if you don't pay for the photo, he starts screaming at you. Your daughter's 8.
I hate Jews.
She goes, I love Elmo, right? You go, fuck you fucking Jew! Like, but getting like super aggressive? No, oh, and I bet you believe in fucking and all the Nazis and like all this. You're like, what the fuck? Come on, honey. You're like, that was
sure,
ruin.
You think the Holocaust was real.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Oh, okay, 9/11 inside job. And you're like, what the fuck? You're shielding your child mm-hmm. from Elmo or Cookie Monster?
Because he's not even talking like Elmo anymore. Yeah. It's just this grown man, mm-hmm. deep voice.
Get the fuck out of here! Yeah. You're useless! You piece of shit! But having that be the complete opposite side of the spectrum is so funny. It's genius.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't seem like this guy's a nice fella. Like, he might not have a full rap on his, you know, his mental... stability, but if he did, he was just doing like a prank. Pretty good. Go.
Yeah.
Go. I need it.
I just had a thought of something I did in Vegas.
Oh,
around my wedding.
Okay.
it has to do with those street performers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys, they're like, oh, yeah. They're like the statue guys. Mm-hmm. I walked up to one of those guys, and he was like,
right.
You know, he's holding still.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up to give him some money, and I had like a big blue slushy drink, and I had it in my hand.
Okay.
And I was reaching around for my wallet to get money out, and I found some change. And I went and I grabbed it, and I leaned down to put the money in his thing. Not even thinking about my drink. And it alcoholic gigantic like yard thing dumped out all over his thing that was holding his money and all over like his stuff that was there. And so he's like this, he's frozen. And I was like, oh fuck, I'm so sorry. And I got embarrassed, so I walked off and we looked back and he had to get down from his perch.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like on the ground like
fixing
his
stuff.
He's fixing all this stuff and wiping and like dumping out blue alcohol every out of, he's like wipe flinging his money out and everything, like wringing his money out, and all of his other guys are like statues. They're like looking over at him like, oh my god, look at fucking Fred, dude.
And bummer, bro.
He's like on the ground wiping, hang drying his cash that he left
his
in there.
Money and you threw change. Like, that's the best part.
Yeah.
It's like it? You bent down, like, good job, game of 50.
Yeah.
You're like, here you go, 14 cents.
Jumping chains.
Shit in a suitcase.
Because, like, when you do that, you put the money, you walk back, they're like, they reach forward, yeah. Like, give you a shaker.
Thank you.
Jumped over. And I mean, it was full. Oh. It went everywhere.
I mean, you lost money in this exchange.
Yeah. Because I lost a $30 drink.
$30 drink for giving a 15 cent tip.
Yeah. But that guy's, his setup was messed up for a while.
I bet.
So he probably lost some money because he was like, had to clean all of his shit.
God, it could go either way. Either he still tells the story of this jackass that poured his blue drink all over his shit, or he's in Vegas and there's been way crazier shit that has happened. Yeah. So who knows though? Yeah. You could be the craziest thing that's happened to him.
Have you ever, I know we'll get back to it. Have you ever done that before where you're holding something, you forget? Like you just lean down to pick something up and you have a drink and it just spills. I've done that with coffee in the house.
No, I mean my toddlers have.
You know?
Yeah.
And you just forget
and bend over and let it dip out. I'm sure I've done it. I see it happening because it happens so much. I don't know. I just don't remember like a specific time.
I did it at Fremont Street and it was the busiest part of the day and it was a bright blue. Everyone I mean, like, I had to turn around and walk away and do that thing. Like, oh, fuck. Go.
Yeah.
And that poor fucking guy. Anyway.
That's funny.
Anyway, this guy. Yeah. That's, you know, what I think I would do if I was this guy, I'd like, when I get a picture, I'd be like, you know, lizard people are real. Like, just whisper weird shit. Not even yelling, but like whisper weird shit into it.
You put the arm around him, and you're like, I got a fucking knife to your neck.
Yeah.
Click. And then
don't move.
Okay.
Because now it's just the story of a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. He goes, if you don't fucking tip me, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head. And you're like, what? And then click, take the picture. And he goes, thank you. Like, just like this.
He's like, do you love your parents?
Yeah, do you love your parents?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to fucking die if you don't tell them to leave a big tip.
What?
They're not going to live forever.
Elmo's corner.
Did you like meeting Elmo? No. And they're trying to explain it, but they're too young to.
Elmo said, Mommy and Daddy are going to burn in hell.
They're going to burn in hell. Oh, like, fuck. Like, how do you respond to that?
World.
All right, let's move on to the next story. We got a lot of dick to get through.
Okay,
this one does fascinate me. Have you ever been to an escape room?
I've never done one. No,
but you know what they are.
I'm familiar. We've talked about doing it. I've never done it,
and I had never done one until just recently. That was actually what Ezra wanted to do for his birthday back in December. He wanted to go to one of the escape rooms that's here in Coeur d'Alene. And I took him and his friends, which is pretty funny to me. I tried to, first off, let me say, the one we did, the guy who worked there warned us. He goes, you sure? Like, it's the hardest one. And it's me and fucking 3 9-year-olds.
You send me the picture. You're like, something goes, like, we didn't do
he
well.
Goes, like, you know, he's like, well, he goes, well, usually, like, even with all adults, it's the hardest room. And I'm like, we got it. I was like, I got Ezra. Like, he's smarter than me.
Yeah.
So first of all, we went to the worst one. And it's just me and 3 9-year-olds. And some of the shit was really hard. But some of it, just watching these three kids try to figure out, like, these puzzles. But I was like leaning in with little hints. Oh, what if it's on the book? And like, just trying to help them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the book. And you're like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, once they find it.
All right.
Then the time started running out and I was like, okay, goddamn, we gotta move. We're just gonna be stuck in this one goddamn room. Anyway, so the article says, burglar breaks into escape room and can't figure out how to escape. Yes. And I get to say Washington.
So great.
Police in Washington say a man who broke into an escape room on Sunday damaged the room so badly that he couldn't escape. So Ray Wardlaw, allegedly broke into the Northwest Escape Experience in Vancouver and had an issue. The owner of the escape room, a locked room full of puzzles and clues that participants must solve in order to escape, told the news station that Wardlaw did so much damage to the business that he couldn't even escape the breaking room, right? He couldn't escape after breaking in. He apparently didn't know how to use the lock on the front door and was stuck. This is so funny.
The worst burglar ever.
Do you think that Rye had enough? Either he was fine, not so fucked up that he didn't realize the irony. Do you think there was a moment when he paused and looked around and be like, this is funny?
I would hope so.
Do you think he's like, gosh, man.
He's like, God.
He goes, it's not lost on me.
It's like, this is going to make the news.
He goes, oh, man, my friends aren't going to believe this shit.
Yeah.
Just like, God dang, that's funny. And they back to like smashing the wall out. He goes, whew, this is funny. So inside the room, Wardlaw reportedly called police and told officials he was calling from the escape room because his own home was being burglarized. What? So apparently on drugs. While trying to escape, Wardlaw allegedly broke the back door handle before calling 911 several times. He reportedly gave law enforcement a phony address, so they responded to the escape room. It's just so, like, oh, we Jesus. Put our heart, soul, and money into this place to make it work. Our goal is to bring fun to families and businesses. It didn't feel good to get taken advantage of. So... that's fun.
What is it? Once police arrived, Wardlaw reportedly found a way to escape the room, and it was outside the business.
Sure. So he couldn't figure it out. Then
right at the end?
You can always blow your way out of the wall. Like, if you care enough, you can punch your way through the wall. But Wardlaw faces second-degree burglar charge with a bail set at $40,000, according to the news station.
Oh, man.
Man, that's funny.
It's one of those things, like, you feel sorry for the business, mm-hmm. but, like, God, I'm so glad that happened because we got to this story out of it.
Well, I mean, best case, for the way my brain wants to picture it, is that he, like, I don't know, he was doing something else, and he fell through the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just is like, he had to solve the room.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, fuck, like, he knows where he's at, and he's just frantically, like thumbing through the drawers and, like, doing all the puzzles. But if you don't solve it, you're going to fucking jail. That is a crazy, like,
I don't even know the
torture experiment.
Well, kind of an experiment. Like, let's say you're planning on robbing that place,
mm-hmm.
and you keep coming back, and you walk up, like, "Hey, Joe, here again." And he's like, "Which one you want? You want to try a different room this time?" "No, I want to
same one.
I want to do the library this time." He's like, "Yeah, you've done it six times."
I know. I got to get it under 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to break a record here. Like, you keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, so you get so good at it,
mm-hmm.
and then do that. And then tied
into your escape plan. Like, maybe there's a diamond safe in a bank above that exact room.
Yeah.
So you know if you can cut the floor out and drop it in there, then solve it all and get the fuck out of there.
Actually, I kind of see that as that's like a movie.
Funny
a movie plot where, not even a funny movie plot, like, that could be the 11 Ocean's
46.
16 or whatever, where...
with the soundtrack of That's What I Call Music, 612. Yeah.
But it's like a new take on a modern thing. It's an escape room.
Boom.
But so they're like, it's George Clooney and it's Brad Pitt, and they're doing this the same escape room over and over again. Like, wow, George Clooney and Brad Pitt...
how did you forget this?
...love escape rooms.
Two to the left, two to... I mean, it has to be a comedy.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be like a deadpan where they're not trying to be funny, but the whole situation is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah,
and they just get in there and they know if they cut the ceiling out, like, the escape room found a way into the building because mm-hmm. some other business shut down, but they know exactly what's above it. Whatever, that kind of thing. But if he just losing his shit, like, fuck,
he's trying to remember the riddle.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, you can't see me in the dark, but you can't remember. The more you use me, the drier I get. You're like, fucking god damn it, like, flipping different stuff.
He's screwing up the sayings.
He's flipping it upside down, like, turn the lights on and off. He's like, god, he just doesn't know what to do. And he shows up, and the cops come in, like, little click, click, the door open. He goes, that was pretty funny. Yes, that was pretty funny. Okay, let's move on to the next story.
Okay.
Do you want to read it? Do you want me to read it?
I'll try it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hopefully, dude.
It's not too hard.
It's not hard.
Also, she said.
That's what he...
All right.
You get it.
Pilot thought his instructor was pretending to take a nap. He was dead.
Dude. Okay. That's pretty fucking good.
A 57-year-old flying instructor died during a circuit flight over Blackpool Airport after suffering cardiac arrest in the air last summer.
Okay.
According to a newly published safety report about the incident, the pilot he was accompanying didn't notice his death, or rather, thought that the dead man was pulling a prank on him. What a horrible way.
Dude.
The incident...
I'm going to have a little dark comedy to put on the back end of this.
Let me do this paragraph.
Okay.
The incident occurred on June 29th, 2022, when the pilot asked the instructor to accompany him on the flight. Conditions were windy that day and above the personal limit to fly. Let me start over. Were windy that day and above the pilot's personal limit to fly on his own. But the man wanted to record a flight anyway to stay in good standing with his flying club's requirements, according to the report by blah, blah, blah. The instructor agreed to fit in the short flight after he finished a lesson and later boarded the four-person Piper PA-28 plane.
Nice.
The pair were talking normally as the pilot taxied to the runway. The report states the pilot recalls the last thing he heard the instructor say was, "Looks good. There's nothing behind you," just before takeoff. Yeah, it's all clear back
all
here.
All good.
Shortly after the plane left the runway, the pilot says the instructor's head rolled back.
Dude.
The pilot knew the instructor well and thought he was just pretending to take a nap whilst the pilot flew the circuit. So he did not think anything was wrong with the stage. He's like, ah, you got this one.
Man, you silly goose.
You got this one. Cross
his arms.
You got
this one. Just knew he's a little, he's hamming it up.
The pilot proceeded to fly the course as normal, but as he turned at one point, the instructor slumped over so that his head was resting on the pilot's shoulder. He's leaning.
Just method acting. Like, all in. All in.
If you're going to do it, you got to go all in.
It's not going to work if you half-ass it.
The pilot still thought the instructor was joking with him and continued to fly the approach, according to the report. The plane landed safely, but even as the pilot was taxiing back, the instructor's head was still slumped on his shoulder. This is when the pilot clued in that something was wrong. That's what it took?
Dude.
Taxiing back into the... He alerted the fire crew on the runway and emergency workers at the airport attempted to revive the instructor. The efforts were unsuccessful.
Man.
A post-mortem of the body found the instructor died from acute cardiac failure. Noted the man had disease.
Doctor stuff.
And condition that causes arteries to be blocked with plaques and cells of lipids.
Yeah.
And a bunch of science stuff.
I mean, okay. Two different things. First of all, I'm gonna flip and I'll go to the other one here in just a second, but the pilot, not the instructor, to just put it off for that long, like to just be like, come on, like giving like little, he's like, you're not that tired, like quit playing. The entire flight, then when you land, do you start giggling a little bit? Like, are you laughing about how he's playing the role so bad? You're like, oh my God, you're just like,
dude, you
come on. No,
I was convincing.
I'm serious. No, it's over. No, you got me. Like, I know that it's funny. It's funny. I did it. I did the whole flight without you helping me.
Oh, we're going to crash.
Oh, no. And he goes, just fucking. Then he lands. He goes, oh shit.
he did nothing. Like, come on.
Then
that realization. Oh.
Like you push it back up and his head whips over and smashes the glass out. Then you're like, oh, okay. All right. Oh, that was it. That was it. This is serious.
You got me.
You got
Pick
me.
Up. Come Fake on. Blood.
Classic you.
This is just elaborate ruse.
Fake. Oh, that's a breakable window. God, you always take this stuff too far.
Come on, you put a fake window on my flight here. Come on,
and a fake blood wig on. God, you're blood an wig. Expert. Just weird shit. No, but what I was getting at, and this would not have saved my dad's life, but this is actually true. Where just who my dad was and how eccentric he was. It wasn't like this situation where he's playing dead for an entire fucking flight that he's supposed to be instructing. Because he's actually dead and they don't let dead people fly airplanes. But no, like when the early stages of when his like brain cancer was just getting a hold, it didn't play into his favor at all. Like, because he was just so weird. So I was like, oh, Jim. Like, just like,
yeah,
like, it's like, oh, riding his unicycle downtown again. Mm-hmm. But like, for anyone else, like, that's fucking weird. But I remember, which in retrospect, he called me. I don't fucking think I shared this, but man, whatever. He called me out of the blue. And this was a couple months before like things started progressing to a point where we're like, okay, something is wrong. He called me. Hey, Joey. I'm like, hey, Dad, what's going on? He goes, ma'am. He goes, well, I think I'm going to give you this motorcycle. And he has like a Harley, like an old school badass Harley. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, no, I'm just going to, I think I'll drive it up there and you can have it. And I'm like, don't want it. Like never wanted a motorcycle. I was like, why are you giving it to me? He goes, well, maybe it was your brother, my brother Max. And if there's anybody who would not want a motorcycle any less than me or more less than me, it was my brother. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Sure about that?
He goes, huh, okay. And then this moved off to another topic. And then I got up and I was like, that's fucking weird. But then months later, it was like brain cancer. And I was like, oh, that's why I thought I like motorcycles.
You know what's funny about that is like, he calls to say that and he's like, so you don't want it? He's like, your brother doesn't want it? Huh. Them vandals, huh?
They're how about like- them vandals? Anyway, how's what are you guys having for dinner?
You're like, what the hell was that?
He's like, I mean, they go pretty fast. You're like, no, I know, I got it. He goes, yeah, okay. Man, so how's school? You like graduated 15 years ago. That's right, go vandals. Like just like weird stuff. But even then, like just his personality, you're like, that weird. Not weird. Yeah.
That is kind of funny. Like when you know someone and it is like, are you faking it right now? Like if you are. Dude, like, you need to let us know because it's not funny anymore.
It's
we need to know.
Yeah.
I did that one time. We were at a party, and I pretended like I fell down the stairs.
Okay.
And we were all drinking, and I pretended like I was out cold.
Okay.
And, I mean, for probably 15 minutes, they were trying they were pouring water on me.
Mm-hmm.
They were tickling me. They were, like, flicking my dick, doing everything, and I was not budging. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the best playing dead I think anyone has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I did not budge. They were like going to call. They were like picking up the phone to call.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally was like, and they were just like, I mean, a couple of them were like, dude, he's so faking it. But a couple of them were like, dude, we need to call the police.
Right.
And there's nothing better to be that. I mean, to be that convincing.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be really frustrating. Like, I'll do that with my kids sometimes. Sometimes I'll play dead. And they're like, ha ha, daddy. And they're like, Danny. Anyway, and then it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because what if something does happen
mm-hmm.
and they're just like, ha, 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 smack, kick, bang.
We know it's you.
He's eventually going to wake up because, mm-hmm. Like, it's the cry wolf thing, right?
Kinda. Yeah. And how intense did this plane instructor's previous pranks and personality have to be for this other guy to just be like, nah, he's fucking around. Like the whole time, like
every time he banks, it just his head goes back and forth.
He's doing like loop de loops.
Like, dude, you're gonna hurt yourself. Right. Calm down over
loop-de-loops, there. Loop de loops, just like his hands start hanging up, and then he just comes back around. And goes, God damn, you're
he barrel rolls. In his
He's like, God damn, you are invested. I gotta hand it to you. This looks real. Just
imagine that, like, if that happened, but if they were like, they were recording for like safety reasons or whatever, and just seeing the video
for
that.
Training purposes.
Yeah. See all that shit going on.
He goes, well, right here looks like we're having fun.
Yeah.
Like, and then right here, I think he's done.
I wasn't sure here, but like, up until this point, I mean, this is classic Fred right here.
He goes, okay, well, walk us through this. He goes, well, yeah, well, I mean, right here, he looks dead, right? Yeah. Okay, hold on. And now we both have our hands up. So I was like, oh, we're having a good time.
Pretend like we're on a roller coaster.
Oh, and then okay, dead again. Yeah. But then right here, you can see, and he's like,
he was like this head over. I mean, when you look at it from the disc perspective, right.
He goes, no, I mean, I get it. No, yeah. I want you guys to understand. For me to be able to find peace with this, it looked like he was having fun.
That's so funny to think about, like the idea of like that guy having a debrief or something where they're like, did you know he was dead? And they're like, no, I didn't know he was dead.
How could
I? And they're like, how could you not?
He goes, well, look at the footage. And we did.
Into the footage. His head is off.
He's drooling.
He's bleeding from his ear and he's leaned on your shoulder. Yeah, but he's really good.
But look at the last flight. Now, what if they look back at the footage all the previous flights, and he's always playing dead? This fucking 16 months of this dude playing dead in the fucking airplane.
Yeah, he's like, no, dude, this guy does this.
This is all he does.
You mean this is all we've been paying this hustle?
No, yeah, I taught myself to fly. He's always sleeping or pretending to be dead.
I love that they just like pull out the tape, they put in a new one, and it's
same thing. Over and over for his whole career. 25 years of training pilots. and he plays dead on every single flight.
That's he likes to throw him into the fire, you know?
Yeah, he's like, you'll get it. It's not that hard.
That's funny.
Anyway, I'm going to take a nap. Okay, let's move on to some goodness.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah!
Happy news for a sad world.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
You know Dave Grohl.
No.
He is.
Yes, I know Dave Grohl.
If you don't know who Dave Grohl is, you're not part of the rock world. I look over, you're pretending to be dead.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. It's going to be a long
Brian,
end of the show.
You get this. You know who Dave Grohl is, right?
Fucking three. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, feeds 500 people facing hunger in LA. And I don't know him. I have met him, and he seems real nice. Is he just a prophet of good? They just found himself in an amazing... it didn't magically happen. Obviously, you bust your ass and you're super talented.
Yeah.
But then you get to that spot. And isn't that exactly the person you want to be in that position?
Yeah.
With all this influence and doesn't do crazy dumb shit and just seems to always be doing something good.
He's found his way. It's weird. His personality, his band, everything. He's found this pocket of... Everybody, you can't not like Dave Grohl, and you may not like
Foo some Fighters, Foo Fighters, but I don't like all their shit.
You can't hate Foo Fighters either, right. Really. You know what I mean? It's like there's nothing pretentious about it. It's just
yeah.
The whole package is pretty cool.
Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl had Los Angeles singing, "There goes my hero."
Mm.
Nice writing.
Watches
showed up to the Hope the Missions. Trebek Center in Northridge, the musician came ready to barbecue for 500 community members as a storm rolled in, which is a weird, that little last bit of that reminds me of someone was writing your biography, about you. You're like, okay, no, and you're doing all this great thing. You're like, yeah, but it was during a blizzard. You're trying to punch it up.
Yeah, it's not like it was 70 degrees.
I get it's a detail that he's sticking it out even if a storm rolled in, but just to have it on the tag, it's like, as a storm was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
On February 22nd, he came prepared with his own meat smoker, covering
all... But what's a storm in California? Let's be honest.
Shit storm. Came with his own meat smoker, covering all the expenses, and worked for nearly 24 hours smoking meat for 450 guests and 50 staffers. That is a bender.
Yeah.
That's not a pop-in.
Yeah.
And you know it's not a media, opportunity.
Yeah.
If you're putting in 24 fucking hours of cooking meat.
He doesn't need a media.
No, he doesn't. But, there's so many things that you're like, oh, wow, look at them. But then you look really into it and you're like,
oh, yeah.
No, they just showed up. because they needed something nice. Mm-hmm. Need some people to be like, oh, look at him. He's trying.
Yeah,
he's
Sears really cares.
He's a good guy. Oh, no, R. Kelly. Yeah. I mean, sure, he did all that stuff, but he also cooked some meat.
Yes, he peed on some people.
Yeah, but he helped cook meat for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, that was just really cool to see. I hope that it goes on forever. Nobody is perfect, but Dave Grohl's goddamn close.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see him continue to uplift humanity.
He's kind of like a Jack Black type of guy. It's mm-hmm. just like, I get like, you may not think Jack Black's funny, but it's kind of hard to just hate the guy, right? Like,
yeah, what are you going to hate about him?
He's kind of got a...
He's just loving his life so much and being positive and caring and giving back to every community ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, fuck that guy. Yeah, well, he's not funny. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I don't think he's funny. I think he goes for the cheap joke.
Okay. bye. Okay, I'm excited to show you this, what I was able to find on the internet.
Okay.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Tom Carty has all this stuff, and it's like a parody stuff, but a lot of it's just original music that he has come up with. And this is my favorite one. It made its way back into my inbox lately, and I want to make sure that everyone else knows about this song. Okay? And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell you the title of it. You get to experience it as we move throughout.
Do I have to come over there and watch it?
I mean, it helps to watch it just because he's a funny dude, and he puts a lot of work into the video side.
Get up.
So if you like this song, do go back and check it out, because check out the video part of it.
Oh, my butt. Showing
your butt. Ready? Okay.
When my roommate comes into the room looking for his car keys, I don't say it yet. And when he gets me off the couch to check underneath the couch cushions, I don't say it yet. No. And then when he says out loud, I wonder where my car keys are, I still don't say it. I still don't say it yet. But then he asks me, do you know where my car keys are? I look at him in his face and I say, have you checked your bottles? Get up, get up, I have not seen your keys, but since you're asking me,
you better check up that bottle.
I'm not serious, I don't think it's up inside your big brown business. But a funny thing to say to someone who's lost their shit and is stressed out visibly, when I see the best man start to sweat, I don't say it yet. When I see that little ring bearer cunt getting yelled at by his mum, oh, I still don't say it. When I see the groom asking the vicar if they can wait just another 15 minutes, I do not say it. And when the father of the bride starts organising an ad hoc emu bob of the courtyard area, I want to, but I do not say it. It's the 11th hour with 300 congregants under God's roof. The vicar approaches the mic and suddenly all of the chatter goes mute. He says that they've misplaced the rings. Could anyone possibly know where they are? I know it's my time and all heads turn as I stand and say, vicar, have you checked your buttholes? Get up, get up, I have not seen your ring, but have you checked your ring?
My ring, I mean butthole.
Love is patient, love is kind, but if you ask me where you can find literally anything you've asked before, I'm gonna suggest that it's up your butthole.
Where's my phone?
Is it up your butthole?
I lost my loan.
Have you checked up your butthole?
I'm losing my patience.
Check your head
up. Where is your class?
Think you stuck up your ass?
I just lost my grandma.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Are you capable of not saying she's up my asshole?
Of course, my condolences.
I'm not looking for a silly joke right now.
Yeah, yeah. What are you looking for? Honestly, just like a shoulder to
cry. Have you checked your buttholes? Get up, get up, buttholes. Maybe you find your dead grandma up there too. I fucking got you, buttholes. My family hate me. This must be the reason that I've got no close friends. Fucking worth it, baby.
Dude.
That's hilarious.
So good. That's my favorite of what he has, but if you're...
That's catchy as hell.
I know. Just a skid up,
butt up,
butthole.
Have you checked your
butthole?
I wanted to say, like, what does the fox say?
Yeah, I mean, it's in that same...
Yeah.
But he has plenty of those types of songs, like about depression, and anxiety and not wanting to go out, or just like relationships and why he lives on his own about the things that he likes.
On his own?
On his own.
That's why he lives on his own.
Like, if there's a line in there, it's like, or organizing an ad hoc emu bob. Like, you don't hear that fucking anywhere but Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only place you're going to see anybody say, organize an ad hoc emu bob. It's like, gotta look that one up, because I don't know what the fuck that is. But there you go. I am happy that you've never heard that, because it makes me happy all the time.
Yeah.
Have you checked your butthole? Skid up, bat up. Okay, let's read some stuff from the kids.
Okay.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Skid up, bat up! Big ass clap! Alright, let's our first email is coming in from our South African living son, Andy.
All right.
Do you remember when we went on that bachelor party to South Africa?
I remember when we went down under.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is close, but the other side.
I'd like to have a cow down under.
And, you know, we did some stuff. We put our things in some holes, and now we have a 16-year-old son named Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, daddies, I bet you'll be surprised to know you have a 16-year-old listener. Don't worry, oops, Mr. Albrandt.
My wife will be really surprised.
Don't worry, Mr. Albrandt. And I'm being respectful. I'm just a kid. You good shouldn't man. Struggle with my vocabulary. Wink, wink.
Yeah, we're going to have Joe read this one just to avoid that, you son of a bitch.
Getting into the story. 16-year-old
asshole.
See, I'm from Cape Town, South Africa. Don't worry, I was not born here.
Oh.
That is a weird thing to put in there. Yeah. We're like, man, if only you
weren't from South Africa.
I'd have been like, never mind, and just skip the whole email. I was born in San Diego. We just decided to move to South Africa because my dad wanted to work here, and my grandparents also lived here in Cape Town. There are pros and cons about living here in Cape Town, and one of the worst things is load shedding. I have a very faint memory, this is my own interjection, about us talking about load shedding.
I don't remember that at all.
Because it was about shutting down power for part of the day. I believe it was part of like the Hooray, We're Not Doomed. And we talked about a town that shuts everything down for a certain amount of hours so people can disconnect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So load shedding. Load shedding is generally
sounds different than what it is.
Just cutting off the electricity at random times to reduce strain on the power plants.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
What that sounds like, and actually, Heather, you finished that off. It sounds like little masturbations to
shed your load.
Load shedding, so you're not so backed up. That's what it sounds like to me.
Just little spats.
Yeah, it's like, I need to crank this out real quick just so I'm not
but not
so,
all of it.
Yeah,
just shedding
a little bit.
Cape Town is lacking in power plants, and the working ones are requiring maintenance on the daily. This means our electricity is cut off every day for 2 to 4 hours, twice a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck, it is so annoying. Like, I'd be in the middle of watching porn at night, and the electricity would cut off and interrupt my internet connection right before I was going to finish, so I'd end up finishing to a blurry freeze frame. It's funny.
That's almost, that could be 8 hours a day. That's a third of your day.
I'm sure it depends on the what season you're in.
You're sleeping for 8, working for the other 8, and then
wishing you were masturbating the other 8. There are worse things about it than that, I guess, which one would be cooking a fish or some other food in the oven, and then the power just cuts off. And we'd end up with just a fish sitting there in the oven for the next 2 to 4 hours.
I do have to say, though, the kid's 16.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to just look at like a woman in a bikini.
Or a door handle.
Yeah, like it's just like now, that would suck. But,
like a hole in the drywall your stepdad punched. You're like, I could fuck it.
I could probably. That could turn me on somehow.
Yeah, I could fuck that thing. There are many other stupid things like getting out of the shower in the pitch darkness or having the power cut off right when you're settled in and ready to watch a nice movie. The other annoying thing is that when it comes back on, you'll probably be woken up because you've forgotten to turn off your lights or forgotten which ones were on. That's when they annoying. All got shut off. I cannot tell you how many times I've woken up to my speaker blasting music at 2 a.m. or my stupid Alexa starting up with that annoying blue ring.
Oh.
What do you guys think about this? And I'm sure you can make it pretty funny. Anyways, love the podcast. Definitely a 10 out of 10. I love listening while I do my art projects. Makes my day 10,000 times better. Sorry, not sorry for the long-ass email. And keep up the good work. Don't make it clean after you hear about this. As a 16-year-old is listening, don't worry, I'm a 35-year-old child. Lots of love from your stepson, Andy.
I guess it's weird that it's not kind of like on a schedule.
Right. Like, you know, like exactly
from
what
5
time.
To 7 is everything. Everyone knows the power goes off and you build your day around that.
Like, I mean, at least ballpark.
Yeah. It's like the cable guy.
I was just about to say, this is like Comcast.
Yeah.
Or whatever, internet. We're like, well, we'll be there between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You're like,
could we'll you be there twice.
Could you dial it in a little bit? Because I can't just sit here all fucking day for our 20-minute appointment. So let's tighten up that guesswork that you're doing. I wouldn't, going from this, if I grew up in that environment, where you're used to your power being shut off, okay, maybe. But going from now to a place where you lose power twice a day for 2 to 4 hours, I mean, you couldn't do it with this career.
No. No, any, like, well, yeah, I guess, like, internet. I mean, if you can work from your phone, great.
Yeah.
But if you need a printer, if you need a fax machine.
Yeah. Or any of this shit to use. Like saxophone, pager.
If it's 1995.
Right. If your pager is on, you work from your pager. Everyone can. Who couldn't? It's just a huge disruption. Disruption? Disruption.
Destruction.
Destruction.
Of my...
Disturbing. Disruption.
Disturbing destruction.
Nice. Fucking great.
There it is.
Making new words along the way. Okay, you want to read
that? Well, that was a fun email, though.
I know. Thanks.
Is he really 16 or is he 35 in saying he's 16?
I'm guessing he is 16.
Cool.
Because he was, he's like, don't clean up the show. I'm like, there's no fucking way I would, Andy. Just, are you kidding me? This is your fault.
You know what's funny? Like, I never imagined me being a 16-year-old kid and listening. Like, we didn't have podcasts when I was 16. Mm-hmm.
But we were watching, like, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Red Shoe Diaries, all scrambly on Showtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the idea of like having something like this would be, it's cool for a kid that age.
What if this podcast comes out and he's like, nice, and then the power goes out? I guess his phone.
We're getting to his story, and then the power goes out. Mm-hmm. And then whatever.
Okay, you want to read the
thing? Yeah, I got a second one.
Okay.
This one's coming in from our daughter, Mariah.
All right. And
coming up on stage, we got Mariah. Gentlemen, get your dollars ready.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, you asked for hotel stories. Ooh. I've got a doozy for you. I was 17, and it was my first day as a housekeeper at this hotel in my hometown.
Ooh.
They showed me the ropes for one or two rooms, then sent me to clean some more rooms on my own. I opened the door to a room where people were going to be staying another couple of days. I walked into a horror movie.
Yikes.
Blood on the carpet, clumps of hair everywhere, and vomit all over the bathroom.
Wow.
There was so much blood that I was sure there had been some sort of murder.
I bet. Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I called my trainer over and she was so freaked out. Just picture like her gym trainer. Like, hey, Danny, can you come over for a second? He's like, hang on, let me finish this pump real quick.
It finishes rep. You got it. Like talking to other ones. Oh, yeah, what you got, Mariah?
Keep going, keep going,
here,
keep
check
going.
This out. Oh, fuck. But also,
power through,
push it. Embrace the pain. No, but
no again, blood, no power.
We'll finish this out, but I think it is funny. Like, you go through, and that's exactly how these training things always go. Where you're like, oh no, you got it. You got it. You take one on your own. And the first one you do is a murder just a scene.
Massacre.
Or like a call comes in, like you're at a call center. It's so that's basically how it here. You try to handle this one. You pick up like, hello. It's like, I fucking, like it's a crazy grandpa. You're like, God damn, like shit, it's not all like this. And I'm going to find where you live.
He's like, your first 911 call.
Sorry, you're
like,
hearing that.
There's just been a right. mass shooting.
I just killed my whole family.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And I think I'm going to kill myself. You're like, oh, God.
I'm on top of the Empire State Building.
Still building.
Well, I've got a bomb.
Cops in the background. I planted bombs.
Don't jump, sir.
You're like, Jesus. Okay.
It's like the guy, his first job, first time on the job, like a crisis thing where he's like, the guy's going to.
Right. It's going to suicide hotline. Down.
Mm-hmm. He's at the place.
Yeah. He's ready to go.
Yeah. He's like, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I know that you're going through some trouble right now, but there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Just give it time.
I'm taking everybody with me.
Right. Oh, right. Man.
Anyway, I called my trainer over and she was freaked out. So we called management, who called the police. Turns out the guest was staying with his wife, who had crazy, crazy bad nosebleeds and is going through chemo.
Man.
That's so not what I would have thought.
Nope.
Which explained hair and the blood. And the chemo made her sick, which explained the vomit.
Plot twist.
Comes together.
I know.
It was truly horrifying and embarrassing for both the hotel and the couple staying.
Mm-hmm.
Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. I have a ton of other fucking hilarious stories about working in a hotel, but this one always sticks out the most. Your daughter, Mariah. Please send in more. I love hotel stories.
What?
Because they're so... What the things that people do in a hotel room are insane.
Because it's
the Wild West.
Let loose. No rules.
I don't have to clean this up.
I can jump on this bed and come on this.
Woo!
Two for one.
I can vomit here. I can bleed here. No one.
Win-win, baby. Baby?
Yeah, baby. Imagine what fucking Tony Little used to do in a hotel room.
Yeah, baby. All he'd do is trim his ponytail. But this is just a fine example that things don't always look the way they are.
Right.
Like if you walk into that, what other option is there besides someone's dead?
That's the only option. Someone's in the bathtub being, they're cutting him up with a saw in the bathtub.
Like you're going to open the door and you're going to find the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
It's the scene in Al Pacino, the Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever, they're chopping them up with a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. It's that scene.
Exact one.
Yeah.
And then unless you have somehow in your life walked into or been around someone going through chemo in a hotel room, you're the only person on the planet be like, I mean, it could be someone going through chemo.
Oh my God.
Everyone else is like, what?
Imagine a group of people like, God, there's a mercy, and a guy's like,
come on.
Actually, it could just be someone going through chemo and everyone just kind of freezes. Like,
just
dude, get Steve out of here.
Get Harry out of here. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm just saying. I've seen this voice before.
What's Steve doing out here? Get him back in the storage room.
But or even like a way off base, but he's right.
Yeah, he's exactly right.
He goes, oh man, no, this happened to me. I ate Taco Bell 3 times in 1 day. He's looking just like this. They're like, what the fuck you talking? And they find out it was exactly that.
It's exactly that, yeah.
Like, just had like an allergic reaction to a chulupa. He's like, fucking told you. Like, he's that guy. He's like, I tried to tell you guys.
He's been through so much shit. Like, all of his things are correct.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, it could be a murder scene.
Yeah, I mean,
could also be someone was trying to learn how to.
You would think that I totally get why that would make sense.
Uh-huh.
But I had the same, like, I had a Tacos Los Doritos
right.
last weekend.
Uh huh. My hair started falling out.
Did. My mom walked in. She thought I was dead. Right. And then my buddy Trevor.
Showed her pictures. Looks exactly like my brother Trev's like.
My brother Trev's fucking, like, dude, no, it's just a Taco Bell.
Look
dude.
At this. Yeah, no, I mean, it could be a murder scene. But also, like, when I was 8 years old, I was watching my buddy sharpen his hockey skates. And it's like weird stories. And, like, he was using the grinder and the blade shot off, fucking cut his scalp. And then that made him sick. And, like, you're like, what are you doing?
He was
this
so guy freaked out. He started puking everywhere.
Yeah, just. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're good, eh?
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
Well, fuck yeah. All right, let's wrap up the show.
Throw his fucking head in a snowbank, buddy. All right.
Do you want to do the round out today?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
Oh! I thought you meant to wrap it up. Hey, Joe, do you want to become part of the gaggle?
I don't, but I love
making it. I can tell you where to go.
Okay, where do I go?
You can go to patreon.com/King, whatever our show is called.
Nice.
Can You Know Podcast.
I'll consider it.
I'm nailing this so far.
You're good.
Be sure to follow us on the IGs and the Facebooks.
Yep.
And we need to add TikToks in there.
Yeah.
Because
we need to do a lot of stuff.
We have a TikToks.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our YouTubes. Everything's plural. And Can You Know Podcast. If you have something you want to see on the show, email it in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcasts.com. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Ooh. And thanks to the babysitters.
Yeah, thank you.
What do we call it? Like
the playground.
Yeah, but
oh,
like,
what?
Is that like a teacher's aide or like the EA? What's that person on the playground called?
Oh, TA. Now? Teacher's assistant.
They're in the classroom. And EA is like, I think they were called EAs.
Oh, a playground. What are they, what the EA stand for?
I don't know what the E stood for, but it's like a, I think they call them an EA. Doesn't matter what they were called. The people that stood out with the kids while they were on recess that we had to. We were playing tackle football, and we had to watch for those people. And when they turned their backs, we'd play tackle football.
Yeah.
And then we'd watch if they turn around, two-hand touch.
Yeah.
Right. Those people.
Good. Yeah. And you get caught, and you have to stand against the wall.
Yep.
And it's embarrassing.
Yep.
But at least the bricks are a little
warm.
Tell
your fucking buddy, kicked a soccer ball at your nuts.
Played a wall ball. Man.
Yeah, dude.
Those are good.
Anyway, thanks to them.
Yeah, love them. Okay, let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
A father joke for you. How do you organize a space party?
Oh, this has to do something.
You plan it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Have you checked your butthole?
All right. Party keeps going. If you support us on Patreon, if not, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Say goodbye to the kids and hello to the geese.
Honk it. All right. Love you guys. Bye.